So do you tie double knots on your shoes on Shabbos? Very basic question. It's either yes or no. Are you allowed to tie a double knot or not? Most people have slip-ons and it's easier. You don't have to have this problem. But if you have tie shoes or you have children, are you allowed to do a double knot on Shabbos? So, question when it comes to kosher tying on Shabbos, there's really two main shittas about when it is completely mutter to make a tie on Shabbos. Obviously, there's the Raises, the Rabbanims, but we're talking about a case when it's completely mutter. So two shittas. Shitta number one, brought down in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Zayin, is the shitta of the Rif and the Rambam. They say it's completely mutter to make a tie as long as two criteria are followed. Number one is that it's not a kesher shel kayama. Now, what does that mean? That permanent. What defines permanent? So let's, for argument's sake, for now, let's just say 24 hours. So in other words, the tie is going to untie within the next 24 hours, or your intent is at least that it should untie within 24 hours. That's a good question. So it gets into machlokas, but let's assume simply that it's a short lasting tie, and your intent is that it should be untied within 24 hours. In other words, you only need it for 10 hours while you're wearing the shoes, then you're going to take off the shoe and the tie is going to untie.
You said by tie, so let's say you put it on, you tie the tie, let's say after Shkia, and you're not taking.
So let's go all the way. We'll get to all the applications. 1 second. We need the second rule. The second rule is it can't be a shel uman. According to the Rambam, it has to be, again, number one, it can't be a kesher shel kayama. It can't be of this long-lasting or intent for it to be long-lasting. And number two, it can't be a fancy knot. Let's leave uman as a fancy knot. Now, ties, we're going to neckties, it may be, depending on what tie you do, maybe kayama. It depends how long you want it to last. Is it kayam or not? But according to the Rambam, you need both criteria to be checked off. It can't be an uman's knot, and it can't be a kesher shel kayama. As opposed, according to Rashi, he says, as long as it's not shel kayama, in other words, as long as it's not going to last for past, let's just say, 24 hours, then it doesn't make a difference, even if you do a fancy knot, even if you do what's considered an uman type knot, if your intent is only to use that uman knot for 6 hours and then untie it, then you're fine.
Let's say I exclude
after Shkia
Friday night, and I wear two Mamla Malka.
So is it 24 hours or not 24 hours?
It's more than 24 hours.
So if it's more than, if you're saying all of Shabbos, it's like Erev Shabbos. So then if your intent is 24 hours, then it would be considered a kesher shel kayama. No? Right, presumably unties the knot. So he was talking about a necktie. I was talking about shoes. He's talking about neckties, but we're okay. It's the same thing. That could be next week's topic. But it's no. It's the same. It's the same issue. It's the same. Same issues. We're good. Okay. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? How do we paskin? So says Shulchan Aruch straight up. We paskin like the Rambam. You need both criteria. You need it to be not shel kayama and not shel uman. So far, so good. Now let's apply it to our shoes. Again, I have slip-ons. I can't lift up my shoe to show you. If anyone wants to donate their shoe, you can, but you don't have to. We could do it like this. It's a regular shoe. A regular shoe, most people tie. You make the one tie, and then you do the bow on top, right? That's and then we'll call it a bow on top of a knot. So what's the status of that? Let's call it a single knot, we'll call it. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Is it kesher shel kayama? Is it not?
It opens up.
So it comes along Shulchan Aruch later on in Shin Yud Zayin Hay, and says aniva mutter d'lav kesher hu. So to have this bow is fine. Says the Rama afilu im asa kesher echad lamata no hagen bo heter. That's a single knot where you tie a knot on the bottom and then you do a bow on top of that. That's a single knot for the shoe, what we colloquially call a single knot. That would be fine. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, very simple. Because like you're saying, why are we making all this? Because ayidei aniva al gabei kesher, adaya eno nikra mais uman. It's not considered a mais uman, it's not considered a fancy knot, and it's also going to undo within 1 day. So you're fine. Right, that bow, single knot, bow over a knot.
You're talking about aniva, when you say aniva means that goes around the shirt.
I'm talking about a shoe. Shoelaces, sorry. Clarifications, sorry. When I use the word tie, I'm going to change my vernacular over here because I'm losing people. Shoes. We're only talking about shoes. Don't think about the neckties, no neckties. There's a chabur about shoes, slip-ons versus shoelaces. A lot of it can be applied to a necktie, but now we need another 10 minutes. So, we're talking about shoelaces. So now, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're totally okay to do a regular one knot and then a bow on top of your shoe. Why? Because it's not shel kayam. We'll go through our two criteria. It's not kayam. It's going to undo within 24 hours. And it's not uman. You know why it's not uman? You can easily undo it by just pulling the string. The whole thing comes undone. And the underlying tie is not strong. And then you're A-OK, 100% fine, according to Shulchan Aruch. Okay, no dissenting opinions on that. Now comes the tricky question. What about the double knot? That's what we've all been waiting for. No one ties a single knot anymore. You tie a double knot, that's where your shoes will stay on. Comes along the Mishnah, comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah adds in a very, very strict rule, which is the basis of the Chabura here. He says, Ramah says, Yesh Lizar, you have to be careful. He's talking about undoing, but it's the same thing. You're not able to untie your tie two knots on top of each other. Why? What's the reason? We don't know. We don't know what's considered a kesher shava uman. What's considered a fancy good knot? Even maybe if it's not it would still be aser as long as it's an uman, and therefore says the Ramah, we are machmir that we don't tie kesher al gabe kesher. Now you apply that to our situation. Double knot is what? Classical kesher al gabe kesher. So is there any heter? Double knots seem to be straight up in the Ramah that they are forbidden. The Mishnah Berurah even speaks it out clear. And he says, since we hold like the Rambam and the Rif, we need both criteria to be satisfied. And here he says. Any kesher which is tight, he says, havi shel uman. It's considered a fancy knot, right? A double knot is a pretty fancy knot. It's a uman. It's a professional knot. Is a better word than fancy. It's a professional knot, and therefore he says it's usser. Yeah.
If you can pull it with one hand.
But you can't with a double knot.
You can't pull with a string.
Yeah, but there's you can't just pull the sides and it won't come out. A double knot won't come out.
You
so you're messed up.
Pull on the one and it comes up and opens up.
Not a double knot. No. No, we need shoes. Someone to donate their shoes. We'll show you. If you do a double knot, you can't just pull the one side. No, a double knot, you have to undo the middle. You have to do it on the middle. Yeah, it doesn't work. First you tie once, then you do the bow on top, and then you do the bow on top again. Double knot. No? Anyone agree with me? No? Shit. I tried it. I practiced my sneakers at home. It's, yeah. So why doesn't it apply for single knot? So clearly the Ramah is making a distinction that aniv al gabe kesher is, we know it's loose enough that it can't be considered ma'is uman. But a double knot could be, we don't know, says the Ramah, you have to be machmer. Ashkenazim are basically messed over. Comes along with Sfaradim and save themselves over here. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Chidah and says, "Begililosenu pashra minug." In Golos, the minug has come, or in our sorrow, the minug is spread. Likshar shnei kasharim, that we do double knots on Shabbos. Why? As on our belt, she'eno shel kayam avu shel hediot. V'les techoshva ela miuta de miuta de bidabatlan miute. Said most people don't follow any chumrah. It sounds like, according to the simple read of the Shari Tshuva, and therefore it sounds like the Shari Tshuva would say, according to the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, you can do double knots. Is there any? Is this how we paskin? Comes along with Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, and actually you get very excited if you read the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, because he says on the bottom in a footnote, he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach that what women cover on their hair, kerchief, whatever, the tichel, they snood, they do two in the back, they do one, and then they do two again. So that double kesher, he says, Ein ze bichlal kesher amutz. It's not very tight. V'dakeitev. V'gam ol mid lahatir bo bayom. It usually is undone that day, and therefore it's mutter. Hello, this is a knot on top of a knot. It was a double knot. That was our example. He says a double knot. Women would be okay with. So what about shoes? No, I'm getting excited. Maybe he would actually say shoes are the same thing. He doesn't. Shmir Shabbos. Well, first the Chaznish says, well, maybe it's a chumra ba'alma. But the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid disagrees, and he says, no. You turn the next page, and he says, Ha'osa aniva shal gabe kasher. Okay. B'dayto v'atiru toch k'dei me'esu esu chanal. So you make a single knot. Okay. Usur liksher kesher al gabe aniva k'dei lahadka. You're now going to do a double knot on top. And that's the psak. L'cheina onev esna olav al yikshur kesher al gabi aniva. You could do a single knot, you could do a regular tie, then the bow on top, but you can't tie it again, what we call a double knot. Because why? So what's the difference between it? So you have to say, and I'm making this up, you have to say, it seems, that there's a difference between the looseness of a shoe, a hair thing will probably fall off easier than a double knot. A double knot is stronger than a tichel's double knot, and therefore there is this distinction. Yeah.
If you know you're going to undo it within a few hours, why does it make a difference?
So I guess, so that may take care of the kesher shel kayama, but it doesn't take care of the uman aspect. Correct. You need both to not exist in order to be mutter. So you, exactly. So you're basically stuck. Even though you're so smart, you're going to undo it at 18 hours. But still, it's fundamentally maybe a kesher shel uman. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. We'll just end with the heter, which no one follows. So it comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't understand. Well, it's not the way you read the Ramah. He has a whole different read. He says it doesn't make any sense that something is considered. It's all based on how strong it is, not strong. And he says very clearly, he says, Avu osun shematirin b'chol yom. Any knot, a double knot, which is undone every day, vaday leka shum chashasha. There's no problem at all to make a double knot. So in other words, according to that, you have a double knot, then you have if you do a double knot, you're fine as long as you undo it within 24 hours. No, none of the modern contemporary halacha books follow this Aruch HaShulchan even quote it. Rabbi Ribiat doesn't quote it. Shmir Shabbos doesn't quote it. Everyone seems to be machmir not to have this double knot. It would seem to me, unless I'm misunderstanding this Aruch HaShulchan, it would be allowed to do a double knot on your shoe according to that. But no one follows that. Sfaradim follower Bavadia says, well, maybe I have a svek svek over here. Number one, we don't even know if it's a maisa uman. We don't even know what an uman is. And even if we did think it was a maisa uman, maybe we're asking like Rashi, who says that what? That all you need is one out of the two criteria, or all you need that it's undone within 24 hours, and then you're fine. So according to that, says Rabbi Avadya, Sfardim are fine. Halacha Maisa Ashkenazim are for sure machmir. Sfardim, you have to ask the local Sfardi posik, but it would seem to be Sfardim have room to be makeup.